The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus started his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and a cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshiped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, where true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of the town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. The readings today talks about water. And you and I know, as human beings, we can't live without it. We can't live without water. Of course, the problem nowadays with us is that we kind of mix water with so many things, like tea leaves, or coffee, or energy drink. And we're not even content with simple coffee. Sometimes we buy different kinds of coffee. But when you and I should realize is that we simply need ordinary water. For what? For cleansing. No? Sometimes when we drink too much of these things with all its chemicals and different things with our water, it messes up the body. You know, like too much sugar in our energy drink, or too much caffeine in our coffee. How many of you still simply drink plain water, no, without any mixture? Good. Eh? All right, good. At least there are some. I don't know why. It may be for you it's bland or something, but this is healthy for you, you know? So here is the first reading. Here is Moses with the people of God. What happened in the first reading? They were freed from the Egyptians. No? They were freed. They were slaves for many years. And here was Moses. He was instrumental in leading the people out of Egypt. For us, we have no idea what slavery is. Okay? Even though some people think they know. Slavery is subjection. You become nobody. You are just mere property. You have no right. You have no voice at all. You are lower than the animals. Slavery is ugly. So any human being would like to get out of it. And here they are. They got out of it. And what happened? They complained. They complain, we have no food, we have no water, we have this, you should have left us behind. You know. So even after being freed from the worst kind of human situation, people complain. And Moses got fed up because he heard all this complaint, oh, God is not with us, help us, why do you let us die? One time, Moses was so fed up, instead of striking a stone once, he struck it twice. You know? You want to smack the people, you know? Yakety, yakety. How about us? How many times do we complain? You know? We have, you know, instead of accepting that we are living in the best country in the world and be happy with what we have, what happens? We complain. Not enough toys, not enough shoes, not enough food, didn't like the brand of coffee you drank today, didn't like the bread that you ate, complain. Thank God, God is patient more than Moses. We know that. We know that his patience is more than Moses because every time we look at the crucified Christ, he showed it. He showed it. God, Jesus, the living water, showed how patient he is. He was spit upon, mocked, smacked, crowned with thorns, nailed to the cross, and still he simply said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Now the question is, do we realize that we take God for granted just as the people of Israel did when they were free, after they were freed from the slavery of sin? Jesus is the living water. He offered himself to the Samaritan woman. Samaritan woman was a foreigner. The Jewish people looked down on them because they were not even half Jews. They have nothing to do with the Samaritans. They hated them. They have to purify themselves when they deal with them, if they had to deal with them. And here was Jesus among them. He offered salvation for all mankind, not only for the Jewish people. Yes, it started there because Jesus was born as a Jew, but it wasn't limited to the Jewish people. He died for whom? For all mankind, for all times. So even before we were born, Jesus already died for us as long as what? as long as we accept Him in our lives, and as long as what? We become like Him. We obey Him. We follow Him. The question is, do we do that? No? Again, the challenge for us here in America is to imitate who? The simple, humble, obedient Christ. How simple are we? No? That's the challenge here. I already told you this. In the Middle East, in the rest of the world, the challenge is, in the third world country especially, the challenge is how to find God even though they had nothing, even though they have nothing. But still they are able to find God, even in their poverty, even though they don't have the comfort that we have. But for us, the challenge is to acknowledge God more than what we have. God is much more than what we have. Much more important than what we have. Do we thank God enough? Or are we still in the stage of complaining and not happy with what we have? I already told you many times, that was the temptation that I realized when I came here in America. From being a poor priest, having $200 a month salary or income, to thousands of dollars here in America. I realized I don't need these things. It scared me. A part of me was tickled because I can buy anything. I can get anything. But I realized, if I have this all the time, what will I do with it? So I met the Adorno Fathers and said to myself, I don't need it. I was scared of money because I knew I will be buying lots of things with it. And not only things. Certain things came into my mind. No? Drinking or alcohol. Because I have the money. How about you? You have the money. You have control over your money. What have you been buying? What have you been spending? Do you always say, this is my money, I can do whatever I want? Or you should say to yourself, I have too much. I have too much. I don't need these things. What should I do with this? To glorify God. To help others. I told you a while ago, people are never contented. The people of Israel, they were free from the slavery of sin, slavery from the Egyptians. They should have been acknowledging how wonderful it is to be free. But instead of acknowledging this wonderful freedom, they complain and complain. Same thing with you. Instead of acknowledging the beauty of having been born in the States and having what we need, what happens? We want more. And once we want more and not being filled by God, you'll never be contented. You'll never be happy. Same thing that when we substitute ordinary water with coffee, with other stuff, we substitute Jesus, the living water, with things. Yes or no? How many of you are still like that? Substituting Christ, the living water, with things. Trying to fill yourselves up with things. You will never be happy. You will never be contented. So now your choice is, do I really want to be with this one wonderful living water, Jesus Christ, and let Him fill me up? Or do I substitute Him or exchange Him for something else? Your choice.